The CureCast is a non-profit, fan-based podcast. Pretty Cure and related characters are all owned by Toei Animation, Asahi Broadcast Corporation, and Marvelous AQL. Please support the official releases. Sweet, sweet, pretty cure. Sweet, pretty cure. Sweet, sweet, pretty cure.
Welcome to another episode of The CureCast, where our voice is the cure and the cure is pretty. I am your catty host, Maya, and this will be the first time for me hosting a podcast. Whippy! So, here today are my musical peeps. So, starting out, we have our god, Jamie, or Kamyon.
Hello, everyone. I am Kamyon. Normally, I would be hosting, but today I decided to take a step back to let my wonderful co-hosts take the stage. So, thank you, and I hope you guys enjoy them.
Next, we have Ivan.
Hello, everyone. I am Ivan Hope, the extraordinary fanboy. And even though I like humming, I do not like humming. Fun fact.
Wow.
That makes no sense.
Okay. So, next, we have Rosetta, if that's what you want us to call you.
Hello, everyone. It's like I'm Rosetta or Rose, whichever one you guys want to call me is fine by me. Been
Rosetta.
Your fan from very beginning. So
wait, we're gonna call you Rosetta now?
Apparently so.
I like that.
Yes, guys, start calling me Rosetta. God love the Pretty Cure reference. Anyways, I will turn it back over to Maya.
Okay, and together we are the Sweet CureCast. So starting out, we have freshly picked talk. For this part, we'll be talking about two very important episodes. Episode 23 and 24, which is basically the power-up episodes for Mana and Makoto. So, brief summary. Episode 23 continues from episode 22, where Mana completely breaks down after the loss of Regina turning evil again. Mana is just too broke down that Cure Ace, who appeared in the last part of episode 22, takes her transformation Cure Lovies until she learns to get over it. Also in episode 23, it reveals that Cure Ace is actually a new character named Aguri Madoka. When Heart gets over her breakdown, she starts glowing like she's been powered up or something, and then she fights along with Cure Ace, and it's all badass. So, and then next episode is episode 24, which is pretty much similar to Mana's episode. So, and it's basically Makoto's turn. So, it's an episode where Makoto feels like she wants to quit her music career because they have already retrieved Mary Ange in episode 21 and feels like being an idol is no longer of use to her because she has her the person she really admires or something. And then the Precures find hilarious ways to get Makoto's spirit, like her motivation to sing back, but they fail like really, really epically. And then, however, Makoto gets her motivation to sing back after Marianne tells her to continue singing from a mirror. Then Sword gets her power up and glows and fights alongside Ace. So, starting off, like, how do you feel about the episode? So, who's gonna start? I'll start with Kamyon.
Okay. Well, it's your standard power-up episodes. It's the whole reaffirming the resolve thing, which isn't really new to Pretty Cure. But it's kind of like they have this huge impact thing going on where it's like, where they don't know what to do at this point. I'm okay with resolve episodes. I'm okay with that. It's just, it depends on how serious the resolve is. Like, how Mana's resolve to continue was, I think, was a lot more serious than Makoto's, because it depended on how Mana wanted to continue being a Precure after the loss of Regina versus how Makoto could still be a Precure, but her resolve to do anything else just kind of dwindled. Overall, resolve episodes usually have that impact where it's like, we become stronger when we believe in ourselves, and it becomes a very reoccurring thing in Precure. So I don't hate it. I don't hate it, but I'm not very fond of them that much. I do like the fact that they do get stronger, and it becomes very evident with the whole power up and the whole glowing thing. So I like it when it's more evident, physically evident that way.
That's good. Yeah, I kind of feel that way with Makoto's episode. I like Mana a little bit more. I kind of agree with you. Okay, Ivan!
Yay! Do you want to know my opinion?
Yes.
Okay, then I shall start. Let me think. One thing I think, redundancy, I should point out is that during episode 23, yes, it was basically the actual debut of Cure Ace. Like, in episode 22, we only saw her, like, appearing at the end, and this time she really did do the whole Cure thing. And to be honest, I am not liking her character all that much right now. Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of Paco a bit.
A little bit. She is a bit too condescending on the girls. And while she does have a point when she starts telling Mana all his mistakes and that she should cheer up, basically, she could do it in a more tactful way. Not that I want to speak of. But yeah, I am not really fond of how she has been portrayed. That said, there are two things I really do love about her. Number one, fire transformation.
Yes, yes. That was awesome. That was epic.
Fire. I wish I could change clothes like that.
Fire likes fire.
Yes, I will just set me on fire and bam, new suit.
Burn.
Sunny does that.
Yeah.
Sunny does that. She like explodes and she does the whole fire thing.
Yeah, she does. Awesome. And Kirush.
Oh, Kirush.
She also does the fire. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the another cool thing about Kirush Ace is her catchphrase, "Beauty is proof of justice."
Wow.
I found that so cool. You have no idea.
It sounds like you have a crush on this character.
A little bit, maybe. You see, a little tangent here. My favorite Super Sentai season is Gekiranger, and the catchphrase is, how was it? Oh yeah, this burning Geki is proof of justice. So that phrase is just so cool for me.
I've never heard you sound like that before.
Me neither.
Same.
I've never heard you sound so into this.
It's because justice.
It's his fanboy side.
Ivan's fanboy has been opened.
I mean, I think I do stated that I am an extraordinary fanboy.
Yep, that's really interesting. I kind of agree with you, Ivan. So next we have Rosetta. What did you think about the episodes? Especially Mana. Agree.
I really enjoyed Mana's resolve episode. It was really good. Her getting motivation back. And again, here Ace was being a badass in that episode. But there was the thing with her. I kind of noticed a parallel between her and Aqua. They seem very much the same to me. And then with as people said with Makoto's, I really didn't like hers as much, because she only lost her resolve to sing, whereas, you know, she didn't want, wasn't you know, going to be give, she wasn't going to give up being a pretty care like Mono was about to.
Yep.
And that transformation for Cure Ace. Yep. It's awesome.
Yep, I think everyone agrees that Cure Ace has one of the best transformations in the series. I agree, Ivan and Rosetta, I really like Cure Ace's transformation.
It's a huge change, yeah. Though, because like, she's like really young,
yeah,
and all of a sudden she looks like, she looks really older.
She is the first Cure to actually go from being a child, and then suddenly, boom, she has an adult body.
Well, is it confirmed that she's like super adult?
No, she's like... apparently, according to the official, the Cure doll information, she's actually 10 years old and in fourth grade.
In her civilian form, but if you notice when she transforms, she kind of has like an adult body though, which is interesting. Because I've never seen any other Pretty Cure transformation that does that.
Technically, we kind of had that with Muse, but that was when she was in disguise. So she had like a, she legit had a figure when she was in the masked form. But when she revealed herself, she became a lot younger.
Whereas Curious, like, she's 10 years old in fourth grade, and then suddenly she transforms. She looks like she's about the same height as Princess, that I noticed.
And we don't know Cure Ace's, but like how old Ace's actually is, except we know Augury's actual age, but we don't know Ace's age, which is interesting. Especially when Moonlight's still the oldest Precure in this, well, the oldest active Precure in the franchise. Yep.
I think it's actually pretty cool though, where makeup becomes like a whole weapon thing. Especially with how, what's her name? I keep forgetting her name right away. Ace's lipstick,
Love Kiss Rouge?
Becomes her weapon. That's what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Love Kiss Rouge?
Yep.
That's really cool. And wasn't there like another character that had Cure status that kind of used a cosmetic item in a sense as a weapon?
I think that was Smile and Cure Moonlight.
I'm kind of thinking of I think it was Milky Rose.
Oh, Milky Rose.
Yeah, with the palette Milky that Rose? She had, because that kind of was reminiscent of a cosmetic item.
Wait, what? Wait, that's a I never really got to Go-Go, so I don't know.
Yeah, the
I never went. I've never gotten to Go-Go, so I don't know how Milky Rose's transformation is. And Smile was the compact, right?
Yeah.
What was Moonlight's?
It was the part of the heart seat, but it had a mirror on it.
Yeah, it did. So
it's like, so it kind of was like a compact?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of was. So we had this is 3 seasons now where cosmetics were kind of used.
Which is pretty interesting. All right, another topic is, what about Cure Ace's attack? That was really interesting. Especially when Ace does the lipstick part, and then in Makoto's episode, it changes to purple. What did you guys think of that?
I actually never noticed the change with Mana's, but when Makoto did her when it was Makoto's episode. The first thing I thought was purple lips, totally ew. I'm legit. I really thought that like the purple lips was like totally offsetting. And I don't know if it's supposed to mean like if the attack gets stronger or if the attack is meant to do something else now. Because she says the same attack name over. She doesn't say if it, but it doesn't, I don't know if it really shows if it does anything different.
It actually did do something different when it hit the Jokochu.
What was the difference between Mana's episode and Mana's episode and Makoto's episode?
I think for Mana's episode, what was it again?
I think it's just like a finish. Purify.
It's a complete finisher.
So it's a purifier.
Yeah.
And what was Makoto's?
Makoto's was more like a stunning.
So Makoto would finish it.
I actually don't remember how it looked like. So was it like a purple blast, or was it like...
It was a purple blast.
It was a purple blast, and then I remember the Jokochu was paralyzed, and Makoto was able to purify it.
Yep, pretty much. Okay, so we have a new person here. Wing!
Hello, hi, I'm Wing. I have to introduce myself a bit, haven't I?
Alright, okay. Let's leave the introductions, and we'll have you discuss about episode 23 and 24. So, what do you think about episode 23 and 24?
For episode 23, I actually, my thoughts have sort of been rocked with what Kamiya said and Ivan, so... Overall, I actually prefer, in terms of my ranking, I prefer episode 24 over 23 because the resolution to the problem in terms of their resolve is much stronger for Makoto's side than Mana's side, in my opinion. So I'll just keep it short. Let's continue from there.
Interesting. We have a reverse opinion. Okay, now let's go back and talk about the villains, the new villains that popped up. So, we'll start with Rosetta. Now.
I just have to say those villains are really interesting. And I don't know if anyone noticed this, but I kind of was able to pick up on this right away. That apparently they kind of represent a couple of the deadly sins, like the one very much, gluttony, because he was stuffing his face with food, and then I don't remember what the other one mentioned, but
oh, that one. Apparently he represents envy because the Levi.
Yeah, envy. I kind of got that.
Yeah.
With the,
What were the names again?
Gouda and Leva.
I didn't like the which one was the one that was the heavier one? I can't remember his
Gula.
Name.
Gula was the big one.
Yeah, I for whatever reason I didn't really like him like all that much.
He ate Rosetta's barrier.
I saw that and I'm like, what the heck? How can you eat a barrier?
Well, he's glutton. He represents gluttony. He can eat anything. He's like...
That's totally terrifying, actually.
And that actually is kind of terrifying. And when I saw that, it actually made me think of another anime.
Fullmetal Alchemist?
Yes. It made me think about that. And that, the character gluttony from that, oddly enough, which is scary.
Representing gluttony, that means he should have been the one who appeared in the episode where Makoto first henshin. That episode where the pig was eating the fried rice.
Oh.
Technically speaking, yes, he should have.
The rice?
Yeah, there.
He would have picked out on it, that's for sure.
Okay, what about you, Kamiyan?
We did pick that up later when they were revealed with their names and everything, and we thought, oh, they're named after the deadly sins. And actually, I actually thought, because of the way Leva looked, I thought he represented lust, because... Look at him! He has, like, lipstick, he's got makeup, he's a guy. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, wait, is this supposed to be pride? Is this supposed to be lust? I was surprised when they called him, when apparently he's envy. So that's offsetting. So wait, what does that make the other ones, though? If we have gluttony and we have envy, what does that make Mamo?
Mamo is, she's based on Mamon, which is the beast for, what was it again?
Greed?
Greed, yeah. Reed.
And what was Bell?
Bell is a sloth. For Belphegor. What was he? Belphegor.
And Ira is...
Ira.
Ank is from Irate. So it's Rat.
Yeah.
And so then what would King Kochu be? Because he represents one of them too.
Pride?
Something pride.
Because it wouldn't make sense if he was lust, so... So that would make Regina lust. And I don't know how that is.
Regina is definitely lusty for mana indeed.
That's bad.
Wow.
Let's not do that.
That's...
That brings up the whole mana's harem thing, but no.
No. Mana's harem. Okay. What about you, Wing?
I don't know. I like to... Let's see. Gula was the big one, right?
Yep.
I don't really know what to say about him. I mean, I don't like him.
Fair enough.
I don't like him. His character and what he represents. Is it gluttony? Well.
Yep.
Okay, fine. I can't really say anymore than that. I don't even know what I'm talking about right now. For Leva, the Joker. Yes, who's the one who said that? He stole that from me.
I forgot who. I think it was Kamion, I think.
He looked like a Joker. In the way he acts and all, and everything else. God damn, I'm not that prepared here. Okay, so... Let's skip me for now.
Okay, so is there anything else you want to say? Anything I've forgotten? Anymore? No comments? So that's pretty much the freshly picked talk. Okay, we have our fairy mascot, musical fairy mascot Wing.
Hello everyone, apologies for the messed up introduction in Freshly Picked Talk just now. I'm gonna do it again. My name's Wing0x10a, I like reading, drawing, and my favorite cure is Cure B. Continue.
Okay, so here we have a special Open My Heart corner, which, because we don't usually do Open My Heart in this CureCast, but this Open My Heart is a special moment for us for sweets time, because there was a special big sudden announcement on Tumblr, which I was browsing Tumblr today, and the big announcement is, pause, wait for it,
drum roll
please. Cure Melody and Cure Rhythm prototype SH figure arts.
Ta-da!
Is coming. Everyone make a deep gasp. Yay!
But this is pretty big. I mean, we actually did finish recording Freshly Picked. And as soon as we were done, Maya announced the Sweet Pretty Cure SH figure art. And just as we were about to do Sweets Time, there was just a big announcement. It was a huge thing. And we completely lost ourselves. So this is why it's really big. So let's talk about it, guys.
Yes!
Really quick, yes! Because this was a huge thing for us. It's sweet. It's the Sweet Cure cast. It was about to be Sweets Time. Now we have Sweet Pretty Cure fan figure arts, and it's like posable stuff, not statues. So, everyone, let's go.
Yes!
What's going on today?
Yes!
Yes! It's, well, and actually it's really odd because we had the fresh figure arts, and then we had the hard cash figure arts, and then during Sweet, they skipped it for that year. Which is really, 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 really odd. And then the smile one came out, which is like pretty much like after it finished.
Wait, so Fresh Figure Arts came out during Fresh's run?
It came out during Hardcatch's run. I can't remember.
Because I know Hardcatch came out definitely after Hardcatch.
Yeah. I think the Figure Arts come out after their respective series ended.
But that's weird that they completely skipped over the sweet
ones. I know! I was like waiting for my Cure beat!
Well, technically, you do have to remember that they also had to deal with the Yes 5 series. Yes 5 Go-Go specifically. They had to do Yes 5 Go-Go, including Milky Rose, who was an exclusive. And unfortunately, Rouge and Mint were exclusives. And then they did, and then they had to do Futari wa Black and White. And then they did, what did they do again for exclusives? The Max Heart versions.
One. I think Shiny Luminous.
Yeah, Shiny Luminous. So you do realize, you have to remember that they did have to go through past series too.
Yep.
Wow, you got Sweet Preview. Wow.
Finally, and after 2 years of waiting, Sweet Preview, well, was it 2 years? Yep. 2 years, Sweet Preview finally gets their SH Figure Arts.
Hey, Ivan, if you're listening to this, you're probably going to end up buying something.
Yep.
Yes, we know, like, given the fanboy you are, you probably will.
I'm fangirling about this right now because soon Cure Beat will be getting one.
Wing, how do you feel about this? You are holding all your emotions in.
Well, how should I start? First off, I'm not really a fan of SH Figure Arts because, well, as in if you see joints in human skins, I think I mentioned this before back in episode the Hardcatch Carecast recording. Joints in human skin does make the human look broken. In my opinion.
Oh yeah, I forgot you don't like the jointed ones. You like the statue ones.
But
oh,
just this once because it's sweet. I'll put it aside.
Are you still
just say it's about damn time.
Are you still gonna get Cure Beat, even though it's joints?
Yes, even though it's joints, it's Cure Beat.
It's Cure Beat.
Enough said. Beat.
Enough said. Yes. Invisible high five. I need Cure Beat. Cure Beat is the lot. Because Cure Beauty is an exclusive. I hate that. But
that was actually kind of frustrating, actually, finding out Beauty.
Cure Beat
is
an exclusive?
No, Beauty.
Cure
Beauty.
Now, what if they released Melody and Rhythm as a double pack? They have done double packs before. I think Rouge and Mint were double packs.
Really?
For exclusives.
I saw Mint and Rouge in the thrift shop. And
they were double packs.
Yep.
Really? No, there were definitely double packs because they were probably what's it called? Put in like a single box, but as boxes, but then someone took them apart and sold them as individual figures.
No. It's individual packs. I've seen them. Yes.
Really?
I saw Mint and Rouge in the Precure Figure Arts shelf. It's like really long shelf, but there's not much stuff. But I saw Mint and Rouge in individual packs with their respective colors, much like Cure Aqua.
Because I remember.
Was it because?
Because I do remember.
Was it because it's already been too long since its release, so
no one really remembers?
That could probably have been a possibility.
Like, I know they do double packs. Sometimes they do it in one box. Sometimes they put two boxes in one box.
They probably do the two box, that. The latter.
That's because I do remember they were simultaneously released, which what's made them super expensive. Mm. So imagine we might get that again. They didn't do that for what's it called? Futari wa though. That's kind of disappointing. Yeah.
Well,
imagine if they did that for Splash Star though.
Oh, Splash
They
Tar.
do this again.
Oh,
My
they
walt's
missed
gonna
Splash Tar
cry.
again.
Oh God, yeah, they skipped Splash Star too. Well, they finished YES5 Go Go, and it only they will probably. Do you think they're gonna do YES5 or they're gonna skip
They'll probably
YES5?
skip YES5.
That I don't know because like they did Futariwa and Futariwa Max Heart. That's why I'm asking: are they gonna skip YES5?
No.
We weren't.
I mean,
We'll
like
never
their
know
designs.
because
Well,
the sweet one just came out really unexpectedly. So maybe an ex unexpected moment, we probably get Splash Star and Yes Precar eventually. And I mean eventually.
Eventually.
Oh my
Because
God.
apparently sweet wasn't a really popular season from what I'm hearing. And
What if we got Dark Precure 5 figure arts?
that would be so
I would love
I
it.
love Dark. I love
Love
Dark
it.
Dream. I love Dark Dream.
Dark Dream.
If they had Dark Pretty Cure, and as soon as they come up with like Cure Beat, my wallet is going to majorly cry.
My wallet's already
My wallet's already
cried.
done, so.
I've already ordered another SH figure arts from a completely different anime, and now I'm looking at Pretty Cure ones. Yeah, my wallet's gonna hate me and cry.
Good luck getting Cure Sunshine
Good
then.
luck getting Cure Sunshine.
We make fun of that all the time. What was the Cure Sunshine deal again?
Apparently she had the best mold out of all the four Heartcatch Precures, which is why she's so expensive, because people want her. Collectors want her.
Is that the same thing for Silhouette Sunshine?
Silhouette Sunshine, I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure. I haven't seen any reviews on Silhouette Sunshine yet.
You know what they need to do? They definitely need to make Masked Muse and regular Muse, and then someone's got to compare them to see if they're either in scale or if they're like,
Oh,
you know.
I can't.
Because
Ooh,
you
Masked
remember, Cure
Muse.
Masked Muse had an adult figure.
She's probably about the same size as Hibiki and Kanade.
Yeah, around that. Masked Muse was around, like middle school-ish, and Muse is like elementary school-ish, so like they have to show if they do release that, there's gonna be a comparison.
Oh, yes, there will be.
Ooh. Yep, we're all excited about the sweet SH figure arts. Can't wait
I'm
for the
more
next
excited about
batch.
Cure Beat.
I can't wait till Cure Beat comes out because she's my favorite sweet pretty cure.
Forget you guys. I'm getting Cure Rhythm. Man, all you guys
Yeah,
in Cure Beat,
we're
damn.
getting Cure Beat. I need Cure Beat. I have.
Forget it.
Yeah, we're hipster like that,
I have.
Jamie.
I'll join my Cure Rhythms. I'll join my Cure Rhythm Club. I'll join my Hibikana Club.
It's great when you Cure Rhythm
I
Club.
have Cure Moonlight and Cure Passion. The only pre-cures I and I have Cure Aqua. All I need is Cure Beat and Cure Beauty, and I'm complete. But unfortunately, Beauty is exclusive. I'm gonna cry. I'm crying inside my heart. Cure Muse, about the same size as Mari. Of course. Well, yeah, I think Muse will be at the same size as Wait, I have Mari.
Oh yeah, Cure Sword is one of the cures on your Tumblr, Maya.
Oh yeah, Cure Sword. But Cure, I removed Cure Sword because I'm still conflicted with Cure Ace and Sword. Because
That's terrible
terrible confliction,
confliction.
I know, but because usually my favorite precures tend to be either purple precures or blue. Well, except Passion. Well, but Passion's exception because he has per human form's purple hair. But it just Sword's the most left out because out of all the voice actresses involved in Pretty Cure, the last Precures tend to be voiced by veterans. If you
Technically,
I know
Makoto's voice actor.
Makoto is pretty much new to the voice acting industry.
Mostly because, yeah, because you know how it is. She's just a singer.
And then Ace is a veteran. So there's like this big, giant, big, conflicting problem.
Wait. As who?
Cure Ace is voiced by the Queen of Tsundere.
No, I meant, wait, in Pretty Cure, she's a Pretty Cure veteran?
No, I mean, like, veteran is in the voice acting industry.
Yeah, as in they've been voice acting for a while.
Really? I didn't think you follow with, like, what's her name? Makoto's voice actress.
Well,
so she doesn't do anything else?
She did Eureka 7 AO as one of the main characters.
Oh, God. All right. Never mind.
So that's pretty much the only, her only major role other than Doki Doki. But, yeah, I consider as a newbie, but yeah. There's just this pattern I have for favorite Precures. Voiced by veterans, either purple or blue, and, yeah.
Doki Doki has both.
Doki Doki actually
has two veterans.
Yeah, pretty much. Wait.
Yeah, Doki Doki has
Mana, and we have Ace.
Three veterans?
I didn't know anything
about Mana's voice actress.
Mana's been working for 10 years. I consider her a veteran.
Okay, so we have three veterans. Okay.
Okay, I knew about, like, Mana and Kirase. Like, who was the third one?
Diamond?
Oh, yeah, Diamond.
Kotobuki Minako.
I'm not too sure. How long has she been working?
I think K-On! Would be her first.
Since when?
I don't know when K-On! First came out.
She's 2-3 years older than me. I don't think she'd be doing VAs that long.
I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. I know, because everyone knows her from K-On! Yeah. Let me go check.
Unless she's a child actress.
I don't know. She's also known from Tiger and Bunny.
Yeah, Tiger and Bunny, yeah.
Yeah, she's about 21 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is 21.
She's been
right
working
now.
Since 2005.
No, actually.
But she really started.
2009.
Precise.
Really?
Precise.
Sir, I don't think she's that much of a
anime
veteran.
Stuff.
Yeah, she's
you want to be a veteran, in Red, to be a veteran you have Red to be Barn. Like 8 to 10 years. 8 to 10 years experience.
She's close. Okay. She's close.
So But she's pretty famous.
But
so
she's still famous, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, so, Maya?
What do I think about the SH Figure Arts? About goddamn time, pretty much. About goddamn time.
That's my line.
Because. After Sweet ended, they didn't do any SH figure arts for Sweet.
Was it really a tradition that they start 3 months after?
I forgot. I don't know.
I always thought they just do it, like, randomly or something.
Yeah, I never noticed really any pattern or anything.
I only know that they came up after the series.
Well, I'm not an expert at these toys. It would either be Ivan or Wing.
Ivan said usually.
No, Ivan's more the expert.
Every 3 months. So.
Ivan, we have to listen to Ivan. Ivan's our plastic god. So.
Yeah, Ivan's
yes,
our,
I,
king,
Ivan's
our
expert.
King of, is our figure otaku. So 3 months after the series ends.
Everyone, turn your attention to Ivan. He will tell you everything he knows from now on about toys.
Yep. Ivan is our king of... He should be our toys mascot.
Maya, but with these figure arts figures, I'm excited just like you are, and I am trying not to fangirl here. So everyone, I do apologize if I end up fangirling.
Yep, I apologize for my fangirling because Cure Bead is coming!
Yes, Cure Bead!
I collect
I'll hold my silence.
Wow, that's interesting. Fresh actually started the whole regular stuff.
That's actually pretty darn cool.
I'm still sad that beauty is limited. I'm still sad.
And it does suck.
Sucks to be... to have your favorite free gear be exclusive. I'm sorry. I'm just so glad Moonlight wasn't exclusive, even though her face... she had more faces than the other three. Yep. So, pretty much that is... is there anything else you want to say about the new... the big announcement?
Your rhythm for life, what?
You can all, you can stay in the rhythm corner, Kamion.
Yes, go stay in the rhythm corner. I will go in the cure beat corner, thank you very much.
High five!
Give me PVC cure beat already.
There was a PVC cure beat. But it was a bandpresser one. Okay, and that is it for our very special Open My Heart corner. And welcome to Sweets Time, where we get to listen to some songs from the Precure series. So, starting off, we have Tayo Sansan from the Smile Precure OST number 1. Tayo Sansan from the Smile Precure OST1 original soundtrack. So, I'll start off with Winging. What do you think of the song?
I feel energized, like the sun. Oh, no, seriously. It was such a, like, it's just a very light tune. I was like, you know, listening to this song makes me feel well energetic. I keep thinking of Akane's Kansai band, the Kansai dialect.
Oh, okay. Akane. Yeah, I kind of feel like this song is really, 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 really bright, like Sunny's personality. Kamion, what did you think of it?
It's unbelievably short. Normally, it's really short, but it's sweet. It's like, it's short and straight to the point, which is like, which is Akane's like straight man thing. She doesn't beat around the bush. It's just like, there he is. I can't say if it is, cause like, usually it's like, they end up using these songs as like background music for everything, but it reflects upon her personality more, and it's what makes it enjoyable, especially because I love Akane. I love Akane.
Yeah, it totally fits Akane's personality. Okay, Rosetta, what did you think of the song?
Well, it was short. It made me really energized. And I have to agree, knowing the type of character Akane is, this song really does fit her personality. She's straight and to the point. She doesn't, you know, take any BS or anything. Yeah, at the same time, Akane has a sweet side, too. but just songs seem to reflect.
Well, this is actually the first time I've actually listened to this song in without the pre-cure talking and stuff, because I'm not really much of a big fan of always of background music, even though I do like background music. It's just I don't listen to it as much as vocal music, but I actually like this the background music. It fits like the really happy person, her happy personality of Akane, and how what Smile is. Smile is pretty much like all bright and happy. Okay, next up we have Let's Play Precure Modulation, the transformation theme from the Sweet Precure original soundtrack number 1. Play Precure Modulation from the Sweet Precure original soundtrack. So, well, I'll start off with myself since I haven't started off with myself yet. But it, to be honest, it's one of my favorite Precure transformation musics, because every time I listen to it, I always hum the melody of it. It's just so beautiful. Yep. So, I'll start with Rosetta for this one.
No, you haven't.
What did you think of the...
I'm with the, you, the Maya. I actually was sitting there humming this, which I always do when I listen to this, because it is so freaking beautiful. It's one of my favorites. And it makes me ultra happy. Sorry, I did...
Wrong series.
I know. Still.
I really like the blend of orchestra music with modern music to it.
Yeah.
Because the past Fresh and Hardcatch were mostly like modern music. And then we have Sweet, which is pretty and then we had the previous seasons, which had more orchestra transformation music. And then we have Sweet, which pretty much blends the old Precure series, Hardcatch and Fresh's modernness, and then BAM! Which I really
like. Yeah, that's what I like too. And this actually fits the Cures, given they are sweet, pretty Cure.
gear, and it's a series about music, mm-hmm. pretty much. So let's go with Wing.
Okay. First off, I like to say that this song holds a very special meaning for me. This is what actually. A little backstory, I think it's about 7 years between original Futariwa and Sweet, was it?
Yep.
About 7 years. When I first watched it, I was about 10. Then it was... I actually just thought it was a random anime. And I liked it, but wasn't really that into Pretty Cure at the time. This song is what really got me into Pretty Cure.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Nakanashi Yasaharu, you genius.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Sounds like this song.
How you got into.
Sounds like this
how
song.
How you got into Pretty Cure with this. Mm. Yeah, song makes you feels. Okay, last one. It's Kamion. What did you think of the Sweet transformation? Music.
This is probably actually the first transformation music I was ever really into, because I started with Heartcatch, but I wasn't into the music of Pre-Cure way back then, so I never really like thought about it that much. When we, I think around Sweet, I started listening to the original soundtrack because, oh, music, might as well get into it now. I was really into it. Yeah, no lie. The Sweet soundtrack was actually one of my favorites, so... And I had this on my iPod and stuff. I would, like, listen to this song and the soundtrack a lot. So, it's fun. I mean, like, it, like you said, it's a mix of modern, it's a mix of classical. That's what it's supposed to be. Sweet Pre-Cure is supposed to bring in music of all types. It's not limited to just the modern upbeat or the slow classical. It's every music. It's all music.
You know, admittedly, when I first heard the music, I thought it gave me a sort of being in a church kind of feel because of the choir.
Which one?
No.
Oh, this choir?
Yeah, this song. It has like the choir sort of tuned to it.
I think the choir is what makes Sweet music like really awesome.
Exactly.
Because like you don't really hear a lot of vocals in OST soundtracks. In any other Pre-Cure series, actually. The only vocals you get are, like...
Smile?
Pre-Smile. Pre-Smile.
Oh.
Like, the only vocals you got were, like, probably vocal albums. I rarely hear any vocals in, like, background music. So, Sweet was, like, really special at that point. I really liked it.
I'm glad you mentioned, like, the church feel, because, to be honest, I kind of actually got that when listening to this as well. And I liked how they gave it that... church feel mixed with classical, mixed with modern, so it really appealed to everyone, like on the whole soundtrack.
Pretty much everyone agrees that Sweet has one of the best transformation background musics.
Oh yes, them feels. Yes.
Cool. Okay, next up we have this time we have vocal songs, which we usually have for Sweet time. And for our vocal, for our first verb, and but because this is Sweet, this is the Sweet cast, and it's the Sweet and it's Sweet's time, we have two vocal songs. So the first one is Songbird by Kanako Miyamoto, also known as Makoto Kenzaki, Cure Sword, in the Doki Doki Pre-Cure character album for Makoto.
Hold on, 言葉の種がみんなの笑顔
And that was Songbird by Kanako Miyamoto, Cure Sword, for the Doki Doki Precure character album for Makoto. So, I'm gonna start off with myself again because I have the CD and I have listened to this like,
you.
I don't know how many times.
You.
Now.
You cheat.
What? I have the album. What do you think? To be honest, I'm not really fond of Kanako Miyamoto singing since Yes, Precure 5. To be honest, I'm being honest here. I like Cure Sword. It's just her singing is just really, it's mediocre. It's not bad. Well, compared to Yes, Precure 5 and Doki Doki Precure, I'd say she's improved just a bit, but she still has that really, 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 really jarring singing voice. But about the album, but it's still not a bad song. I actually like it. I like it. But I like Holy Sword better from the same album. Holy Sword is better. Because Holy Sword has it. She has that low voice. I really liked her low voice. So that's a bit about my opinion. So I'm gonna pick on Jamie because he doesn't like the song.
Ah, I hate you guys.
Good one.
No, but I really don't. I actually really don't like the song that much. And I'll admit. The only Doki Doki songs I've listened to extensively is the opening theme, Beyond the Sky, and this song. Now, just because I listened to this song extensively doesn't mean I like it. It's actually mostly because I'm the most familiar with it, because it has a place in the anime. I really don't like it. I'll admit, Kanako Miyamoto, that's her name, right?
Yep.
Kanako Miyamoto has improved since Yes 5. I was actually slightly worried when, like, you know, she was, like, announced as Cure Sword.
Pretty much me as well. I was really worried. Especially, you've got Cure Sword and she's an idol. Why can't you pick another idol? And ironically, Cure Diamond's voice actress is an idol for K-On.
I mean, like, I was worried because, like, they said she's an idol and I'm like, all right, she's going to be singing. I'm a little worried about it, but we'll get over it. I was actually worried she'd be doing, like, ending themes and stuff. So she does that song, and I'm like, I am slightly okay with it. It's not my favorite, but I am slightly okay with it. I'll admit she's improved. She doesn't have that high-pitched, you may meet I, koi meet I thing. It's, like, really loud and high-pitched and all that stuff. It's better. It's better. But I hate when she goes the
one, two, three, four,
fly. It's so frustrating.
Okay.
It's so frustrating. I can't do this. Like, it's like, I think it's because it's yelled. It's because it's yelled. And it sounds really forced. And then at the very end, it's just annoying, and I hate it so much. I hate it so much.
Mm. Okay.
And that is it.
Okay. Wing.
I don't know. I feel so much under pressure that I don't even know if I should say I like the song or not. It sort of grows on you, personally. It sort of grows on you, the tune. The part before she starts her vocals is actually a bit unique. It like goes off a bit of the musical count a bit. Oh, God damn. But I like the song. Sorry about that, Jamie.
Hate you.
I like the song. And her voice is pretty alright. How is it even jarring, personally? I don't hear that. My ears may be a bit broken. Blame me all you want. That's about it.
Okay, lastly, Rosetta.
As far as this song goes, it's like, I actually have this on my iPod, so I've been listening to it prior to this Cure class, but overall, it's like this, I have to say the song's not bad. It could be a little bit better. I don't like the one part that Jamie mentioned. For whatever reason, that gets on my nerves.
What was it?
The 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I hate that part. I can't stand that part. The rest of the song is fine, but that part, it just sounds like it's forced, and she's trying way too hard.
Yeah,
but other than that, definitely an improvement from previous Pretty Cure character albums this artist has done.
Okay.
The way you guys talk about this song now makes it a bit hilarious whenever I listen to it next time.
So he pretty much agrees that she is pretty much an improvement to her Yes Precure 5 songs, which I don't want to listen to it again.
I don't even want to listen to those.
I'll listen to her Holy Sword.
Yes, Holy Sword was awesome.
Holy Sword is still my favorite Cure Sword song. I like her. Alright. Next up, we have our second vocal song, which is actually a duet song. So it's called Kibowa Tsuzuku, Continuing Hope, translated. It's a Hibikana song from the Sweet Precure Vocal Album 1. Kibowa Tsuzuku by Hibiki and Kanade, Ami Kojimizu and Fumiko Orikasa from the Sweet Precure Vocal Album Number 1. So, I will start off. Who haven't I started off with? I think I'll pick on Kamiyan for this.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so when Wing sent the song to me, the first thing I thought was Hibikana.
Hibikana.
Because it is Hibikana.
Yeah, it's actually one of the few duets that they have in the vocal album. I think two. I think they either have two or three. This is just one of the few of them. I spent the entire song just listening to Orikasa Fumiko. You know, Cure Rhythm.
Yep.
That's why. That's the only reason why I enjoyed the song is because Orikasa Fumiko. It's really, the thing is, their voices are very, what's the word for it? Distinctive. At the same time, they blend really well because rhythm, Orikasa has the smooth, the mellow voice, and,
yep.
What's her name?
Ami Koshimizu,
Ami Koshimizu has the wild, and young voice. So it's like, you, there's a distinctive blend.
Yep.
And it's really, it's very nice. It's a very, it's a good combination. It's just, and it, the choice of the music, it's, they're young, so it works. It really works. Okay.
Okay. Wing, this time. What did you think?
Basically, this is a good song. It's so good. There was a period back in 2012, I actually spammed this song every day for 2 months straight. So now I've gotten a little bit tired of it. So, comparing Hibikana Duet with another anime I know, I'm not sure if you guys heard of, I think it's a magical girl anime, My Otome.
I heard of it.
That's a magical girl anime?
I believe it's a magical girl
anime. I think people consider it as it.
Hmm.
There's an ending song which she did with Mika Kikuchi from who is as Deka Pink in Deka Ranger. I believe Hibikana's combination is better than My Otome's version, so I'll end it right here.
Interesting. What about you, Rosetta?
I have to say that the kind of combination that really worked well together, and while I was listening to that at some point, it just, they blended so well together, my ears swore they had become one voice at one point in that song. And I've listened to this song like so much that I actually, every time I hear it, I just want to get up and dance to it. Or start singing to it. One of the two.
Okay. Well, it's time for my opinion. And to be honest, I kind of forgot to listen to this song before the whole Cure Cast thing. I'm such an idiot. But listening to it now once again, because I haven't listened to it in ages, it's actually a really, really good song. It's actually a really good duet. I actually, Kamion, to be honest, I was listening to Fumiko's voice. It's really, really good.
You should. Fumiko Orikasa's works are amazing.
Problem is, I'm not, I'm still not used to her ballad songs. I'm still not used to it. I'll be getting there. I did like one of her ballads. I forgot what it was—an ending theme. I forgot, but there was a bell I really liked. But she has a really, really good singing voice.
She does. She does. That's why I love Cure Rhythm.
The problem about her is her low, really low, really, really low voice from Bleach.
That is a problem.
Her Bleach voice.
What was her name again? I haven't seen
Rukia.
Rukia's low voice.
She's
Rukia's low voice is ugh.
I actually listened to the Bleakon one, the second Bleakon song where all the voice actors and actresses get to sing one of the ending and opening, the ending and openings. Yeah, the second one was actually not that bad. It's just, I like her low singing voice and her high. I'm just not used to her voice yet. I'm still not used to her voice yet, but I'm growing. I'm growing. She's growing on me. Yep. But when I was listening to this song, to the Hibikana song, I'm starting to appreciate her a little bit more.
Hibikana. All right, for
I'm about to go fanboy here. Hibikana. Seriously, Orikasa Fumiko actually has like a dynamic range. It's crazy, like, voice acting and singing wise, and it reflects. You can hear it in her actual albums. You can actually hear it with her Sweet Cure albums. I haven't listened to her other works besides Bleach and Precure, but. You gotta give her. She blends really well with a lot of things. It's just, she does good. She does good.
I've heard her normal voice. It's actually pretty. It's pretty much like Kanade. It's pretty much close to Kanade's voice. Her normal voice.
I am falling in love with her stuff, especially when she has those epic blends with people.
I do recommend for all you listeners, do check out Fumiko Orikasa's work. She's very good. I recommend some of her albums. Let me go pick it up.
I have a few of her songs on my drive. I try to collect.
I got this. I recommend her album Serendipity. Do pick that up. It's very good. Orikasa Fumiko. She's very good. Check out Serendipity. Check out Flower. Check out, I don't know what this album is. Serendipity and Flower. Support her works. She's really great.
And I'm with Jamie on this one. Do check out her stuff.
And about Ami. Yep. Ami. I like how she blends with Ami. I really like...
Does Ami?
Ami has a few... Ami's a singer. Ami Koshimi is a singer.
Does she do any other works? Because I've never
did an opening to two songs. That's about all I know because I have those songs. Let me just go to my Precure voice actress list because I have all the voice actress songs. She did stuff from My Otome Zwei and a couple of other songs. She did Kurt Gies songs as well.
Oh, snap. Alright.
Yeah. I like Ami's voice. Yeah. But
really young.
It's really young, really fresh. I really like her voice. It's really cute. I've been listening to her stuff with Yukari Sanpei, Cure Dreams voice actress. It's really funny on Yukari. It's hilarious. She has this really cute voice. Yep. But still, my favorite out of the suite, my favorite will still be Cure Beat.
Megumi Toyoguchi, I think.
Megumi. Because I like her range. I like how she can be really cute and then she can be totally badass at the same time.
That is very much a plus.
And is that all Hibikana? About the Hibikana song? Do it? Hibikana do it? That is sweet time.
Yay.
And that is all for the Sweet Cure Cast. I hope you enjoyed all the wonderful music and the really fangirling moment. And that fangirling moment we had, or fanboying moment, of the great reveal.
If you have any questions or comments regarding the CureCast, if you'd like to join us as a guest on some future episodes, or if you would like to address some issues that we can bring up in future episodes, please send us a message at thecurecast@gmail.com, or you can ask us on Tumblr, you can send us a message on Facebook, and you can even hit us up on Twitter, which we gotta get back to at some point.
Well, that's pretty much it. I'm your host, and time to say goodbye. Sorry, say bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Fly.
Bye.
Fly.
Good night, guys.
Night.
Night.